I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A New York man was attacked after spray painting a wiener on a guy's truck. Two men were arguing on a New Jersey side of the Lincoln Tunnel after nearly crashing into each other. The men continued arguing when they reached the New York side of the tunnel. Once they got to a red light, the victim got out of his car and painted the wiener on the man's truck. Would you do that? Like, do you have to have obviously have spray paint readily available?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it couldn't have been a paintbrush because that would. I mean, he was fast.
I like how they call him the victim, though. The guy that spray painted the wiener on the truck was the victim because the other guy got out of his truck and beat the crap out of the guy.
Yikes! If somebody spray painted my car, oh my gosh, I would freak out.
Would you like go after them, or would you just like call the cops? What would you do?
I'd be calling the police, but I would be so furious. I don't know what I would do.
I always like to think, like, have you ever been in a road rage incident where you got, like, pissed at somebody? Because I've never physically gotten out of my car, but I thought something was going to happen one time, like, with another person, but I never actually got out of my car. Like, I'm kind of a wuss. I'm a big guy, but I'm a big baby, though, too.
Really?
What happened?
Just somebody was driving, like, I hate people that drive in and out of lanes, don't use their signal. Like, I understand going fast. Like, if I'm going 80 and you're going 90, I need to move over for sure, like, if I'm in the left lane. But when you're just, like, causing almost accidents, when you're cutting in and out, you're an a-hole. You are. Like, you can't do that. That's dangerous. You can almost kill people. And some guy kept on cutting people off, and I could see him from behind, and he finally almost hit me, and I had to slam on my brakes, so I caught up to him. I was just like, gave him the finger.
Ooh, old school, ooh. Yeah. The bird.
Yeah, but nowadays, it's like, you could have a fight back in the day. Now, it's like you get shot.
Yeah.
So I don't deal with that. But this guy ended up having the officers help get the other guy off him so he wasn't getting his face kicked in anymore.
When I was in high school, I flipped somebody off because they cut me off. And they scared me, and I'll never do it again because they were bumper to bumper on me. So they were riding my butt, and then they were getting on the side of me and trying to push me off the road. And
one
of them was wearing like a freaking scary Halloween mask and like staring at me through the window. I was so terrified. I literally was like almost in tears. And at once I saw that they were like wearing a mask because I think we talked about this yesterday or the day before. Like, your fears are people in masks for me.
Yeah.
And they were just staring at me in the window with this mask on. And so once I saw that, I kept my eyes glued to the road in front of me and refused to look at them again because I was so scared. But they were trying to run me off the road. It was super scary.
That stuff happens. You see it all the time with like dash cameras. People don't play. All right. Let's try to make it a little less scary. See how this story goes. How about this guy? A 54-year-old creep named Nick, who works as a state government office in Utah, met a 16-year-old boy on Craigslist. Okay, this is not going good. Last month.
Wait, that's not legal.
No, it's not. They made plans for the kid to come over to his house to have some sex. The boy never showed up, and the next day someone sent Nick a message saying he was the boy's father and that the boy wrecked the car driving to his house, so Nick better send money to cover the cost of the repairs.
What, he's trying to get money from the pedophile guy that was trying to molest this guy's son?
Well, listen, Nick, the pedophile, is no dummy. Nick smelled a scam, so the idiot actually called the FBI to report it, and he told them everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, FBI, I was about to molest this little kid, and I got gypped.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
He said he had plans to meet an underage boy for sex. The boy never showed, and on top of that, he's now being scammed. Well, the FBI, after hearing this, they weren't really concerned about the scam part of it, but they for sure were interested in Nick being a child predator, so they arrested him for felony sexual exploitation of a child plus several other charges.
That is just amazing. Like, it's honestly how that played out. It's beautiful.
But it's like, how dumb are you?
So stupid. Like, clearly that guy's not all there because you wouldn't do that.
No, but you always hear these criminals, like, they end up, like, just getting themselves self-incriminated. It's like, God, like, not that I'd commit a crime and steal or do anything or be like a perv like this guy, but how dumb are you?
Dumb.
Super dumb. And your final dummy of the day story today, no wonder Alex doesn't like salad. Let me just say that. A Georgia woman was caught on video lying on top of fresh produce at a grocery store. The woman seemed to be bathing in the produce as she rubbed lettuce on her legs and neck. She was heard on camera yelling, quote, "I was about to steal. I'm a starving bitch. I'm a..." Okay, I don't want to say all this. Do I have to say this other stuff too?
All of it.
And
tell us the full story.
This is what the woman said. Quote, and I'm black as hell, and my baby is black.
What does that have to do with a lettuce bath?
I don't know, but that's what she was screaming on camera at people.
I'm black as hell, my baby's black, and she's rubbing lettuce on her.
Employees tried to get her to stop, but she yelled, rape! Abuse!
Oh,
that's
my
the worst.
Gosh.
You ever been somewhere and seen like a girl get kicked out of a club? She's like, rape! You're raping me!
I'm so, yeah, that gets on my last nerve.
You don't just scream rape like it's like, hi. You don't just scream that word out for fun.
I don't know why women do that all the time.
Well, I think it's to get attention. Like,
yeah, when you, it's so annoying.
Like, when you hear rape, you usually look. You're not like, it's not like a car alarm going off and you ignore it. Like, oh, no big deal. You're like, what's going on?
It's not something you joke about or use when it's not actually happening.
Yeah, well, after yelling rape and abuse, they attempted to pull her off. The woman left the store, but hasn't been found at this time. So what do? I assume the grocery store had to, like, clear out that entire rack of produce.
Let us pray.
Oh, wait, do you think they just flipped it over?
I think they do what they do with everything else. Manager special. Put it, like, in the back.
I got a lot of cabbage, honey. It was a great deal. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.